We've heard from a lot of gay Americans about just how incredible last week's decision from the Supreme Court was for them, how much societal attitudes towards gays and lesbians have changed over time. That's clear from The Rejected, a 1961 television documentary that was one of the first to openly address sexual orientation.
This is a program about homosexuality. What causes it? Is there a cure for it? What does the homosexual say about his condition? What does society feel about the homosexual?
The film was produced by a San Francisco public television station. It was lost for many years until now. Sam Harnett of NPR's Code Switch team has more.
Watching The Rejected is like stepping back in time. It's black and white, everyone's wearing suits and smoking. It all looks very early 60s. But the topic was so uncommon, so scandalous, the film was prefaced with this warning to viewers.
The program you're about to see deals with a subject which is controversial, delicate, and to some downright unpleasant.
Back in 1961, homosexuality was formally classified as a mental disorder. It was equated with drug addiction and alcoholism. This film challenged assumptions. It has progressive experts like famed anthropologist Margaret Mead.
We have to say that homosexuality is a potential of human beings, that human beings are deeply bisexual and bisexual at different periods in their maturation, and whether the society...
Even more surprisingly for the time, viewers heard from openly gay men, like Hal Call.
We'd find, I think, that the homosexual is no different than anyone else, except perhaps in his choice of a love object.
Call is talking directly to the camera and a national audience. It's a key moment for gay men in America, a moment many scholars believed had vanished.
I just figured it was lost to the ages.
Bob Connolly is a film professor at American University in Washington, D.C. He read about The Rejected as a graduate student and has since taught it for over a decade. All he had was a transcript he'd found at the Library of Congress. When archivist Robert Chahosky called him and said he was searching for a copy of the documentary, Connolly didn't hold his breath.
I really thought, buddy, good luck.
Chahosky is the archivist at KQED, the San Francisco public TV station that produced the film. Now, you might think it would have The Rejected. But no, archives cost money, and old news wasn't a big money maker. So Chahosky says many stations just tossed it.
They simply did not have room or the resources to catalog everything.
Recovering The Rejected is about more than saving history for Chahosky. It's personal. Chahosky came out in the early 80s. His mom still thought gayness was a mental disorder. As an archivist, he wanted to find The Rejected, which would have validated his experience as a teenager.
It just became that unicorn that I was looking for. Like, I get a little obsessive, I guess.
So Chahosky teamed up with another passionate local archivist, Alex Cherian. And together they went on the hunt, which ended up taking 6 years. Finally, the clues led Cherian all the way back to where the search had begun.
There's that cliched phrase, did you look down the back of the sofa?
A.K.A. the Library of Congress. Yep, it was there all along, buried in the archives with decades of footage from all over the country. Once Cherian got his hands on the film, he digitized it and sent a link to an astonished Professor Connolly.
I am totally blown away by this film.
Connolly says watching The Rejected is more powerful than he'd imagined. He says he could see how hard the gay men were trying to conform, to appear normal, and say things in a measured way that wouldn't shock viewers.
As we get further away from the 1960s, we tend to forget what things were like. And it's important for upcoming generations to know what their forefathers went through to obtain the rights that gay people have today.
Now, more than 50 years after The Rejected was made, it's helping a new generation remember that period of history.
Perhaps with more facts and more argument will come the beginnings of understanding.
For Here and Now, I'm Sam Harnett in San Francisco.
And you can see The Rejected for yourself by going to our website, hereandnow.org.